winners, the winners themselves are ultimately losers, in the sense that the winners, the English parliamentary forces, are themselves post 1660 displaced, and the people who were most prominent in that have to play down their involvement, and it becomes a deeply unpopular thing to do for the next 50 or 60 years, certainly. So there's nobody is particularly wants to draw attention to the event, neither winners nor losers. Contrast that with the Boeing, for example. At the Boeing, you have the perfect materials for, you have, let's take on the Uyghur Protestant side, you have the makings of a victory that can be represented as a providential judgment of God. Even on the Irish side, it's not a disgrace. I mean, it's, you're outnumbered, you're, but there's bravery on both sides, there's courage, there's the makings. It's not something that is particularly difficult for, if you like, Irish nationalists to deal with, certainly from the Irish Unionist to Protestant tradition, Northern Protestant tradition, there's much that is attractive, and you can make a link between the Williamite regime and loyalty to that, and loyalty to Protestantism, however tendentious, I would argue that, but you can make that link